Daf is Daf Kuf Chaf Ches, right? Okay, fine. We got to the bottom of, I assume, to the bottom of Kuf Chaf Zayin, number base, the last two lines, that was my guess. So the Gemara says, Shalach Le Rabbi Abba Le Rav Yosef Bar Chama Ha'omer Le Chavero Avdi Ganavta. He said, my slave you stole. Ha'omer Omer Lo Ganavti, I didn't steal it. So he says, Mativo Etzlacha. So what are you doing? That's my Avid. Everybody knows that's my Avid. What's he doing with you? So he says, Ata Mechartali, you sold it to me. Or he says, Ata Nasata Libi Matani, give it to me as a gift. So v'talulcha yishava, if you want, you could make a shvua, and v'tal, take it for yourself. If you want, I bought it for you, but if you really think it's yours, you're so convinced, take a shvua, and then it's all yours. V'lach is v'nishba ina yachal, and v'tal v'nishba ina yachal l'achzerba. And if he makes a shvua, so then there's no way, you can't retract, it's final. So what are you learning from this? So you look at the Rashbam. See, Rashbam writes on the very top of Kuf Chaf Ches. He said, "Ata nasata libe matana v'neman hu b'taina zu." This is a very good taina. And v'afagav damren b'cheskes abatim hagodros ein lev chazaka. Things that move, avadim or animals that move, there's no such thing as a chazaka. The Gemara says, "Hanimila alta." It's only immediately you can't make a chazaka on an animal because it could have just wandered into your property. That's not a chazaka. But when it comes to acher shaloshanim. With a taina, yesham chazaka. If it's in my possession for 3 years, you haven't said a thing to me, and I claim that I bought it from you, so then that's a good chazak, even by godros, and even by avadim. So honey, hachanam, you could go and shechzik bo gimel shanim. This has to be a case where there is a chazaka for 3 years. Oh, bekatan ha-muta barisa, the yeshla chazaka la'alter. Okay, that's maybe it's an eved who's a child, who's in the crib, no one takes it right away, there's a chazaka. So what's going on here? So look at the Rashbam in the next one. You want to take a shvua of a toll. The guy says, really, I've got a good claim. This is my Eved, you sold it to me. If you really think it's yours, take a shvua, and if you take a shvua, it's all yours. So Rabu say, this is the Chiddush, the Kamar Lehi Machzik, the one who's holding on to the Eved now, he says to the Ma'arer, Sherei Pater Legamre, Zeh Machzik, Mikol Shvuos Sheba'olam. I have a good chazaka, and I can walk away. It's all mine. I have a chazaka for 3 years, I've got a good taina, and I've got Edom, you have nothing against me, so I can walk away if I want. And you can't make a shvua because the kaimolan ein nishban al ha'avadim. There's a klal, you don't take a shvua on avadim. We're talking about an eved. There's no need for a shvua. I as the machzik, it's mine. So he says, I'm jumping down a line now. V'gam zeh ha'toveya, the one who's claiming that it's really his eved, ein ha'shvua mo'elas l'gavos mizeh. It doesn't work. If you want to take a shvua, it doesn't work at all because the ekhol ha'nishban shebetorah nishban v'lo mishalman. The klal is, when it comes to shvuos in the Torah, shvuah is something that you get off the hook, that you're potter from paying. Here, the toveya wants to take a shvuah and take it away from him. So there's no din of shvuah. The guy, I am the machzik of the evidence in my possession, you have no toveya, you're taina on me, but that doesn't work. You just walk away and you have no claim. The claim is not good enough. So what's going on here? So says the Rashbam, next one, v'nishba zeh toveya, eino yachal zeh machzik lachzerbo. Now the machzik says, I'll offer you to take a shvua if you want. If you want to take a shvua, it's all yours. I can't retract anymore. V'lomar mishata ha'isi b'cha. I was just playing around with you. Sharei pater ha'isi. I was really pater. I didn't have to let you make a shvua at all. You can't say that. V'gam lo nischayv. I wasn't chayv to make a shvua at all. Because the klal is, if I'm going on the Rashbam, ends up saying here, when I say to you, if you want to take a shvua, you can. I'll listen to your shvua. That's as if you're a moda. Again, I am holding, right now the evidence in my possession. And you say, what's it doing in your possession? I said, well, I bought it from you. So it's been here for 3 years. The case is final. It's my evid. Now, I'm willing to be a nice guy, and I say, if you take a shvua, I'll let you take it. Once I say that, the Rashbam goes on to explain here, it's as if I'm making a hodah. If you take a shvua, I'm admitting it's yours, and that's the way of giving it back into your possession. But really, there is no chiv. I'm being mechayiv myself if you take a shvua. That's the halacha we're learning from this case here. So the Gemara now says, going down two lines in Kuf Chav Ches, he says, "My Kamash Blon." The Gemara asks, "What's the Chiddush here?" Tanina, we're getting ready for Masechah Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us, "Amar lo neman alei Abba, neman alei Avicha, neman alei Shlosh Bakar." The Lach is Rabbi Meir Omer Yachal Achzerbo, Chacham Omer Einu Yachal Achzerbo. What's the case? We know when it comes to the Eidus that my father, or your father, if you're in the case, doesn't work as a dayan or an aid. But if we say, we agree that we'll trust my father, or we'll trust your father in this case, so then we took upon ourselves, kibul alai, what's called, kibul, we were makabul upon ourselves, to trust whatever the father says, even though he's really pasul lekarov. He's pasul edus. Same thing with shloshi rabakar. These are three shepherds, who are not not baki bedin, Rashbam says. And even though they're not baki bedin, we trust them to be an aid, we trust them to be a dayan. So that works. And Rabbi Meir says, even if we accept Kiblu Alayu, you can be Chozer. But we pass like the Chachamim, that if we accept something, even though it's not the Din, we accept to say whatever judgment that random person says, even though he's not a Dayan, that's Einu Yachal Achzer Bo. So here as well, even though you're not chayv to make a shvua midiraisa, if I say I'm a kabbal myself, if you take a shvua, it's all yours. So there's no ability, ain't no yachal lachzer bo. So the question becomes now, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Abba here that he's adding on to the first mishnah? That if we say neman alai Abba, it works, ain't no yachal lachzer bo. So too, if I say take a shvua, that shvua works as well. So the Gemara answers, hakamash malan. So you wait to get to the sugya and Sanhedrin to appreciate this more, but there is a big machlokas, what this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim are. Again, in the case of Kiblalai, when you accept upon Ne'mar Alai Abba, Ne'mar Alai Abicha, Rabbi Meir says you can be Chozer, Chacham says Eino Chozer. And there's a big machlokas, what case can you be Chozer? So one opinion of the Gemara says, only if I'm machal. If I'm mochel you, listen, it's really my money. But if we'll trust the father, if he says otherwise, I'm mochel, that could be yours. Mechila works. But if I say, atein lecha, that I'm going to give it to you, not a mechila, but I'm going to more give it to you, that everyone agrees you can be chozer bo. And then others say, no, even this machlok, even if I say, atein lecha, which is more of a kinin than a mechila, mochel means I'll be mochel the debt. Etein lecha means I'm going to give you over something. So some say that machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is even in a case of etein lecha. So what the Gemara says we're learning from here is they're even arguing that Chachamim and Rabbi Meir argue even in a case of etein lecha, that's the machlokas as well. And we're passing like Chachamim that if I'm saying I'm willing to give something over to you, if our father says I'm wrong, I'm giving it over to you, Chachamim say even in that case, the chiddush of giving it over, we paskin that eino yachol lachzerbo. Again, we're going to appreciate this more when we do this in Gemara Sanhedrin. It's a very confusing Gemara there. There are many different layers and permutations, but that's the very oversimplified presentation of that case there. Look at Rashbam for a second. Look at the last two narrow lines in the Rashbam. He says, Shlosha ro bakar, we said our apostle Dayanim, because she'enim bikin badin. They don't know, they're busy out in the field, which is fine. They're just not experts in Choshen Mishpat. The Roi Tzon, what about shepherds? These are real shepherds. The ones who are really cattle watchers, I guess. And these are shepherds. Roi Tzon, lo nakit. Why do they choose Roi Bakar? Roi Tzon should be the same as Roi Bakar and be Pasul Eidus and Dayanim. Mishum de Risham Ninu. A Roi Tzon is a Rasha as opposed to a Roi Bakar. The Stam Roi Behema Daka, Gazlanin Ninu, Upsun Lechol Din Shiba Olam. This is based on the Gemara's in Baba Kama, that they're Mamish Gazlanin, they're possible for all types of Eidus. Even for Kiblu Alayu, doesn't work. So we see there's a limitation. When I say, or we say, we're going to be Makabal our father, well, he's a Karov. That's not really, it's a different type of Psul than a Rasha. A Psul Karov we could accept, but a Psul Rasha, okay, so that won't accept you.
A Psul Karov works because they are Kasha for somebody
elsewhere, right. He's not a Psul Beguf.
Right.
It's just in this particular case. Right. But when it comes to Psul Roy Bakar, he's Mamish Pasul across the board, and that won't work. Okay. So let's look now at the Gemara Vayta. The Gemara says the two dots, Shalach Le Rabbi Abba again. Rabbi Abba sends to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Halacha Gove Min Havadim, but Rav Nachman Amar Ein Govin. So there's a whole discussion we've seen many places here. Look at the Rashbam for some explanation. Rashbam says four wide lines down, Govin Min Havadim, Bal Chov Shemes. A guy owes money and he dies. So now, Govin Me'avde Yisomim Dimikakari Damim. So now the bank could collect from the avadim of the yesomim because avadim are like kimekarkar dami. There's a big machlokas we saw in Baba Kama a couple times and elsewhere whether avadim are kimekarkar dami or the metalflin dami. So the Gemara here is passing there like karka, and just like you could collect from the estate after the person dies, you could also collect from the avadim. That's the first mandamar of govim min havadim. But Rav Nachman Amar Ein Govin, Rashbam says, you cannot collect from the Avadim. The Nehide Eskish Lekarkaos granted that Avadim are Hukash Lekarkaos, Kedichsiv Isachaltem, but Hani Milu Dvar Maham Ksum Betorah. There's only a hekesh between an Eved and a Karker with respect to Allah that are mentioned in the Torah. Kigon, for examples, Liknosim Bekesiv Besharva Chazaka. The three ways to be Kone Karka is these Kesiv Shar Chazaka that works as well for Avadim because of hekesh to Avadim. And Shloli Shabbat Alehim, there's no Shavu on Karka, there's also no Shavu on Avadim. Vishayim Ben Onah, there's no Onah by either one. So that Hekesh only applies to Dine Deraisa. When it comes to a bank, one whose own money is collecting money from someone else, then avadim, that's not a din deraisa, that's a din derabanan, and we only categorize avadim as kimital tali dami. De'ein balchov, and he explains the reason why also, de'ein balchov somech el al karkos. When I lend money to you, I'm only somech, if you can't pay me in cash, I'll collect your property. Shein yichol le'abed, you can't lose the property, you can't hide your property. I know where you live, I know your address. V'lo lazuz mimkomom, it's not going to move anywhere. But the avadim, it's possible they could die, they could be sold. I'm not really somich on that. So therefore, because lack of smichas das, I cannot collect from the avadim of the yisomim. Hilchach lo mishtabile. So that's the machlokas here between the first opinion and the shita of Rav Nachman, whether you can be govin min havadim or not govin min havadim. Okay. What's interesting from the Rashbam here, it seems that Rashbam paskins that avadim are kimakarkari dami. It's just a technical reason why you can't collect him according to Rav Nachman. The simple understanding here is the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Nachman is whether or not avadim are kimakarkari dami or the kimataltalan dami. But Rashbam seems to be consistent that both opinion thinks it's kimakarkari dami, but again, you can't collect according to Rav Nachman because of technical reasons, because of lack of smichas das mitzad the bank. The Gemara now says, Shalach Leh, again, another case. Shalach Leh, Rav Abba, Rav Yehoseh, Bar Chama, Halacha, Shlishi, Bisheni, Kasher. A third generation works for a second generation. So there's a whole Rashbam about the case here, but let's assume they're two grandfathers. Grandfathers are brothers. So then they have children who are now cousins, and then they have grandchildren who are second cousins. That's third generation. So third generation, a grandchild with the second generation would be Kasher. Right, you got that?
To what, marry?
To Edus, sorry, for Edus. In terms of Edus, yeah. That's permitted. Okay, so again, the first generation is Reuven, Shimon, the brothers. They have sons who are cousins, and then grandchildren who are second cousins. So the grandson and the son, this third and second generation, are kosher le'edus. That's according to Rav Yosef. So Rav Amar,
between themselves.
Between themselves, exactly.
And second are not.
Second, exactly. Second would not be able to be good. Rava says, Rav Amar Af Barishon, he says even the third generation could be kosher with the first generation. So with the grandfather and his brother's grandson, so a great nephew, right? That would be, or a great uncle, either one, would be kosher le'edis according to Rava. And Mar Bar Rav Ashi Achshir Ba'ava Da'aba, he actually permits a grandson and a grandfather. However, less hilchasa kemar bar Rav Ashi. So he passes the grandfather and grandson could testify against each other. So look what the Rashbam writes here. Rashbam says, it's around halfway down the Y lines, he says, less hilchasa kemar bar Rav Ashi. The reason for this is because the b'nei banim, ad elav doros, lo ya'idu lavoseim, de ben yerech avivu. The son's always viewed as his father's leg, literally, and that's his grandson's also the leg. They're all just one unit. They're all one body, and this goes on for thousands of generations, according to Rashbam. They're never kosher. A great-great-great-great-grandson cannot be kosher for great-great-great-grandfather. But Tosos argues. Tosos says, Les hilchos a kemar baravashi, perish bekuntris da filu ad sof kol doros pasul. Ve'ein nir l'rid, the kevin de espalig dara kolkach. Not true. The read doesn't tell us how far down, but at a certain point there's such a distance between the grandfathers and the grandchildren, at which place he would allow a great-great-grandson with a great-great-grandfather. Doesn't tell us at what point.
Assuming people
live
very, very long.
Right, assuming that happens, Rav Yashiv was able to see how much, six generations, I think. So for him, his great-great-grandchildren would have been able to testify for him according to the Shita. But I imagine for the re, it's probably only limited to a grandfather because that's the example of the Gemara brought, Abba Abba. But already by a great-grandfather, maybe already then the rethinks would be kosher, which is very common nowadays to have a great-grandfather to see a great-grandson.
I assume if you say it's a running to Banim, you probably have to be at least three generations, right? Because the grandson becomes his son, and then his grandson becomes his son, so I guess the fourth generation will be kosher.
According to
the Lacha B'nei Banim Keman.
Right, B'nei Banim Keman, right. Right.
You see, there are other applications.
Because there's a lot that grandkids are.
The Gemara says that, let's say, there's a child that there's kibbut avim by a grandparent, but not by a great grandparent. Or in the Gemara, or I think Rashi says that a parent only has love for a grandchild, but doesn't have love for a great grandchild. There's other applications.
Yeah, sure.
The Gemara only says that things go two generations, they don't go beyond two generations.
So there's a well-known Marikya they quote in the Ramban, Ibn Ezer, that he proves from this Gemara that there is no chiyuv kavod of a grandfather. Because the fact that we say that you can be kashrut eid, right? The Gemara, you cannot, rather. Hold on a second here. We say... Right, since Mar Bar Rav Ashi, since he holds that a grandson can testify against his grandfather, tells us that there is no kavod, there's no chiyuv of honoring a grandfather. That's what he proves from here. That's what he passing. The Ramah brings this down. The Bach argues, Bach says not true. Bach says you cannot compare the halachas of Eidus to kavod. Eidus is based on psuk, and the pasuk says that lo yumsu avos al banim, dafka sons and fathers have a psul, nothing beyond that. When it comes to kavedis of icha v'esimecha, very apropos for this coming Yontif, so S comes to include other people. It comes to include older brother. It comes to include the stepmother, stepfather. So he thinks also comes to include the word S comes to include a grandfather as well.
You're allowed to give Eidus against your Rav, right?
Against your Rav?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have
yeah. Kavod. It's just the different halachas, right? Yeah. Even though it's in your kavod, it doesn't necessarily mean there's right. In your but the psul here by Rav is different. So we're talking about is kirva. It's an issue of kirva, not necessarily kavod. So we define kirva, if the grandfather is really a father,
right, so
then the halacha should be the same though. The question really is whether the grandfather is like a father.
Right.
If it is mamash like a father, then it's across the board. But either way, the Bach says that they're different. Eidus and kivud work with different different parameters. The Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Shalach le Rabbi Abba again, le Rav Yosef bar Chama, Haya yodelo be'edus karka, ad shlo nistama. A guy knows about a property, he knows some Eidus, and then Vinistama, but afterwards he becomes blind. He's possible. He cannot testify against his Eidus because he just can't see. He can't tell you what this, whether this was the property or it wasn't the property. But comes along now Shmuel or no. Kasher. The Summa now is Kasher because Efshir de Mechavin Mitzarna, he's able to perhaps indicate by some landmarks. And through that would be sufficient in terms of defining what a property is. Vow when it comes to a gleam of love, but to say that this shirt was this size, this length, this width, that's not good enough. That he cannot testify against. And Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Glima Efshir Demechavin Midas Archel Midas Arachvo Aval Naschalo. When it comes to a shirt, he can testify. I remember it was 24 inches long and 14 inches wide, whatever. I'm not sure if that's even something that's feasible for a shirt, but he knows exactly what measurements are, so even though he doesn't remember and he can't say this is the one, by his measurements, his midos, he can identify a shirt. About nas chalot, but amount of silver or gold or metal, that there's no way to testify against. Comes on Rapapa, he says, no, afilu nas chalot, efshir demechavin midas meshkalosav. He can say, I remember that... That gold block was 45 pounds, so therefore he can testify. So there's a machlokas at what level of a person who became blind can he still testify by different simanim? Okay, so there is a, Rabbeinu Yonah explains that this whole machlokas here is pretty posh, whether or not the measurements of a shirt and properties and weight are considered is that considered a simon? Normally when you ask for, you know, someone lost a shirt, he tells you what the shirt looks like, not the size of it. So it seems that they're debating here, Rabbeinu Yonah says, whether or not measurements are going to qualify for a simon or not a simon. That's his debate. So the Pre-Yitzchak comes along and says that this is only true legabe Eidus. Because when it comes to Eidus, we're not really concerned that someone's going to lie. We don't think the guy, the Summa, is lying that this was what it wasn't. So we trust him. He's a certain amount of nemanus. We just need to have the actual details. But there's no chashash mishaker when it comes to Eidus, he says. When it comes to Shavas Haveda, where there is a chashash meshaka, that someone's going to lie that it's his, but it's not really his, and that's all the sugyas in Bamitzi about people lying, that we would not trust. The Midas Archa, Midas Rachva would not suffice for Simanim. It only works for Eidus, not for Shavas Haveda. That's the Chiddush of the Pre Yitzchak. Okay, the Gemara now says, the Mesive. The Gemara says, Hayayo Deya lo be Eidus. The guy knows about a certain testimony. Ad Shlo Nase Chasna. Before he became the guy's son-in-law, now he's the guy's son-in-law. V'nasa chasno, or if a guy's a pikeach, v'nischarish, pisach, v'nistama, v'shafoi, v'nishtata, all these cases, he was able to hear, then he lost his hearing, then he was able to see, and he lost his eyesight. He had full das, and he lost his mind. All these cases he's puzzle. Aval haya yodea lo be'edus, ad shelo nasa chasno. The guy knew Eidus before he became the son-in-law, v'nasa chasno, became the son-in-law, umesa, then he dies. The wife dies, so no, he's no longer married to the guy's daughter because the daughter passed away. or bito mesabito, or pikeach v'nischarish v'nechazov v'nispakeach. He was able to hear. He lost his hearing. He got it back. Pisach v'nistame v'chazov v'nistapeach. All the cases, he lost his eyesight. His eyesight came back. Shafav v'nishatva, chazov v'nishatva. All these cases, he's kosher. Because as long as the beginning he's able to testify and the end he's able to testify, that's good enough. Zaklal, and this is the principle. Kol shetchilaso osofo bepaslus pasul. If either the beginning or the end, one or the other is pasul, then he's pasul entirely. But if tchilaso vesofo bekashus kasher. If as long as the beginning and the end is kasher, even though somewhere in the middle he lost that ability to testify, that's kasher. So we see from all of this, the Gemara says in the very top of Kuf Chaf Chesme Beis that Tiyufta Dekula Tiyufta. It's a kasha to all them, all of who? Rashbam says, Tiyufta Dekula Shmuel Rav Sheishes Rav Papa Dekula Hechshir Miel Eidus Karka Pisach Vanistamea. The last three opinions all allowed the Summa to testify. As long as he once saw the land and he lost his eyesight, as long as he could tell some landmarks, he's kasha Eidus. But this Brisa clearly says he's possible because since right now he's a Summa, he's possible le'edus. And therefore, it's a tiyufta for all of them. And we can never trust the edus of a Summa. It was actually an interesting case when this past Rosh Hashanah, we were doing Hataras Nadarim, and we did Michael Levy. So he was standing up and doing it, and three of us were sitting as Dayanim. So then it's, you know, time to switch. And we didn't want to say anything about him being a dayan or not being a dayan. We don't know, you know, maybe they're coolest for Taras Nedarim. We don't want to insult him or anything like that. So we said, okay, let's switch around. So Michael Levy says, I can. I'm possible to be a dayan. So he wasn't able to be a dayan. But there's a big machlokas. We showed him whether or not the psul, dayanus and edus of a summa is a psul deraisa or it's a psul derabon. Many of you show him quote a pasuk. It says, oh, ra'ah, you have to be able to see to be an aid. Others say it's only a psul midirabonon.
And a Dayan has the same
psul
than an Eid?
The different sources. It comes to different sources. It's based probably a different pasuk. They quote for Eid, so it's Ora, the pasuk says. So I'm not sure what the pasuk would be for Dayanim.
Find out so.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure if it comes up at all here. But, okay. The, maybe it does. Maybe based on the, now I'm thinking of the Gemara Sanhedrin says, it says Miyom, and pasuk says Miyom. It's a connection to Taras, I think. And Dafka Bayom, it says Vlo Balaila, and also Bayom, only a person who could see, and not a person who can't see. I think that's the source for it. Okay, the Gemara says, top of Kuf Chav Chesem Ebeiz, Shalach Rabbi Abel of Yosef Bar Chama Ha'omer Al Tinok Bein Habanim Neman. Person says, a child amongst his sons, he's believed, and we're going to see what he believes with respect to what in just a second. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einu Neman, he's not believed. So my Kama, what exactly are they talking about? Believed with respect to which halacha? So Amar Bai says, Hachi Kamar. Omer al Tinok ben Habanim Yarish kol nichsai neman kribi Yochanan Mebroka. A person says that this child, amongst all my other children, he's going to be Yarish all my property. He's believed because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, who we haven't seen yet in the Mishnah, but he paskin, the person can single out one of his children to be Yarish all the property. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einu Neman Krabanan. We don't trust him. Not that we don't trust him. It's just that we don't allow this halacha to go through because we pass him like Rabbanan that a person cannot cut off all his children. There's a halacha of the Raisa that every child is going to be Yorish equally. The Bechor gets Pishnayim, but everybody else gets equally. And the father has no right to say one child gets all the Yerusha. So the Gemara says, if that's really the machlokas here, whether we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka or Chachamim, so Maskev La Rava, Hai Neman Veino Neman, Yerash V'lo Yerash Mi Baileh. The words neman shouldn't be used here. It should say, yes, if a guy says this Tinok bin Abanim is going to be Yarish, it should say Yarish. He gets it. And the other opinion should say, ain't no Yarish. What does nemanis have to do with it? So the Gemara says, what the Brice is really talking about is El Amar Rava. Rava says, Hachi Kamar. Ha'omer al Tinok bin Abanim bechorhu neman krib Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Amar ainu neman krib Abanim. The right, the ability, nemanis that the father has, can he pick out who his child is? Does he have that nemanis to say this is the Bechor or not? So that's machlokas here, whether he's trusted or not. There's a decent. We're bringing a whole series of statements sent from Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef Aracham, and this is just another one of them.
And it's Dafka Rabbi Huda, who said it was talking about a case where he's going against the Chazaka, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Huda.
Right. So Yehuda says, if we look at Rashbam here, seven lines down, Neman Krabbi Huda, V'yafagav demuch soklon be'acher. even though others shehu saver shehu bechor, the others think some other guy was the bechor. Afil hachi av neman v'hachi yochasa. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that the father is able to override that chazaka. So that's what he paskin, he says. And the other opinion says, not true. Once there's an established chazaka, so then the father has no right to pick out who the bechor is. Okay, that gets, I'm not sure if you got involved in this, but it gets involved in the dinim of the yakir, the ability of yakir of the father versus chazaka. That clash between the father's yakir ability versus the existing chazaka. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim about how that works. So then the Gemara says halfway down around the two dots, shalach le, another message that was sent from Rabbi Abba to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, ha'omer titol ishti ke'echad min habanim. No, tell us ke'echad min habanim. The guy says that I want my wife to take like the rest of my children, even though she shouldn't have any right to the Yerusha. If he wants to say that, he's allowed to. That's what we say here. And Amar Rava says, ubenechasim shel achshav, it's only with respect to properties that exist right now in his possession. Ubebanim haban achem mikan, and also the children who are only going to be born after this point here. So look at the Rashbam here for some clarification here. Rashbam says, Ha'omer, it's around 10 narrow lines up or so. Ha'omer, titol ishti ke'acha min habanim, I want my wife to take like any of the other children. V'kabla she'nisratesh k'dilakam b'pirkan, fine, we'll see you later on. Actually, we could skip this Rashbam, go to the next one. U'benechasim shel achshav, so he says, she'im nisrabu menechasim b'shas chaluka, einu no tell us, ki'im b'osan shahayu lo b'shas amira. It's only based on what he has right now. If he makes it big in business later on, that she has no chelak in it. Dein adam makne davar shelo bal yolam. You can't give that over. Right now he's making a kinin. It's not betoras yerusha. It's betoras kinin. And you cannot be makne something that's going to become in his possession later on. V'afilu Rabbi Meir. The Amar, he's a famous shita that adam makne. A person can be makne davar shelo bal yolam. Even he'll agree in this case it won't work because honey mila b'mefarish. It's only if you are explicit about being kone later properties. Aval b'stama, ain't other mala ala daito davar harayilo lavo laknos elal davar shumuchsak bo. Person doesn't have in his mind to pass over futures unless it's explicitly stated. And therefore everyone would agree she does not have any chelak in the futures. Fine.
How can you give over something? And I mean, eventually it'll be worth something different than it is today.
I guess that's in terms of the value of a property. The value is going to change, but in terms of an object or property that's not currently in the possession, so that is not in the...
It would have been land, right, or something.
So you're saying any shvacha de mela...
It has to stay fallow, just so,
right.
You know, like...
No, because I think anything he's giving over to her right now, so she's going to own it to a certain extent right now, so all that appreciation and anything that grows there is part of that her current ownership now, I think. I think so.
It wasn't when he died.
It sounds like Rashab doesn't really explain this here. It sounds like she's going to be konet now, achshav, ami'achshav, when she dies. That's how it seems like it's working. Fine. Gemara now says in the two dots, shalach le Rabbi Abba le Rav Yosef. Another message, I think it's the last one, he says, le Rav Yosef bar Chama hamotzi shtarchov al chavero. The guy finds he has a document that Reuven owes me money. So the malva omer lo nifresi klum, you never paid me back for the money. Velova omer parati mechs, I paid half of it. So that's modu mixas. Modu mixas is chayv shvu derai. So you admitted half of it. V'ha edim me'edim shepara kula. Now here the edim are actually working. So you paid everything. You remember you paid the whole debt. It's the outstanding debt you paid off. So what's halacha here? Hareza nishba v'gova mechza v'nechazim b'nei chorin avalom v'mishubadim. Lo, the amri anan a'edim samchina. So what's going on here? I'm the lover. I admit I owe you. You asked $100. I say I paid you $50 back. Modem mixas. I only admit half. I'm chai b'shvua. So I need to go ahead and take the shvua. So now what do you do with the other $50? So you could collect from me. So normally if I don't have the money, you could collect from my mishubadim properties, any liens you might have. But in this case, you're limited to only be able to collect minichasim b'nei chorim, only available properties I have in my current possession. Oh, yeah. But things I've sold off, even though normally you can collect the mishubadim, here you cannot collect the mishubadim, because the kruchen are going to say, the ones who bought that property, we're relying on the edim. And the edim say that you owe no money left. I paid my full debt, so I owe nothing now, and therefore it's limited to only being able to collect from the minichasim b'nei chorim, but not from the Mishibadim, because again, there are Edim Asam Chinan. We are relying on the Edim who said, you don't owe any money left over. And that's the Chiddush he sent over. V'afilu Rabbi Yekiva. And even the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, Damar Meshiv Aveda Havi, Hani Milei Hecha Deleka Edim, Neva Hecha Deike Edim, Irsusei Irtas. What's going on here? So look at the Rashbam here. Where's this Rashbam that I want? Vafilu Rabbi Akiva. It's around seven lines up from the bottom. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, Hasam Meshiv Aveda Hu, Besela Shlishi. So what's the case here? The case here is...
Three lines before then, in the middle of the prior Rashbam, just look at the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon.
Ah, there we go. Okay, excellent. Fine. See, plug to the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. To two dots. There's no bold there. It's around halfway down the wide lines here. The third word is plug to the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Betchila shnayim ochsin. Beginning of the first parak of Bava Metzia. Shtar shekasabo slaim odinar. They said Ruvein Oshimon money. It doesn't say how much. It just says money. Dina malve omer chamesh velova omer shalosh. The malve says you owe me five. Lova says I only owe you three. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, hold the b'miksas, hatayinu yishpa. You admit to three of the five. That's a classic case of modu b'miksas. Yichai v'shuot deraisa. Rabbi Akiva says, this is not a typical case. Eina ela kimeshu aveda pata mishvu. No, the guy is meshu aveda by saying three. Because why? The slime lo mashma tfei mishnayim. The slime doesn't indicate anything more than two. The tafsimu below tafsis. We never go for the upper. We always go for the minimal amount. The guy holding the shtar is at the he's a weak position because it says stam dinarm, which means two at best. The very fact that I in the lova, I'm an honest guy, I know it says stam slam, I owe you three. I could have gotten away with two, so I'm a nice guy. I'm Meshav Aveda, I'm not chayv to pay you anything more. That's not a case of modu b'miksas. That's what's going on here. That's all according to Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara says, look at the Rashbam. Va'afilu Rabbi Akiva d'amar hasa meishu aveda hu besela shlishi. When I admit I owe you three, even though you asked for five, I could have gotten away with two. I say I owe you three. I'm meishu aveda. I'm giving you a free gift. Tamachai v'shua. Di hava ba'i havi ma'amar eino el ha'shaim. I could have said I only owe you two. The slime trei mashma va'yamifta mishvua. So the next Rashbam says hani milei. That's only true when I'm potter from a shvua. The chashvinan lei meishu aveda. It's only considered returning a lost object. Hecha deleka edim. When there are no edim at all. Ki hasam she'edim me'at mava lo yadu elamashu kasva. Because there are no edim. They're testifying for or against me. Aval, jumping at the end of the line here. Aval hecha de chazinan lebasov diga edim. Ke'achamehem. Ikla memer dezeh halve halove hayayodeya. Shirotzen lahayda ke'achamehem. Ve'irtash lo yavo lesay lamava lefika chodim mechsa. So let's say that's only a case where there are no edim about the amount. So then I could get away with three. And that's a meshu aveda. I couldn't have gotten away with two. I'm a meshu aveda by saying three. But let's say I know that there are edim who know how much there was. Now I'm getting a little bit nervous here. Maybe they're going to say two, three, four, five. I don't know what they're going to say. So here, by me saying three, I'm scared what they're going to say. I couldn't have said two because they're going to go against me. So here I'm going to say three and try to get away with it. So for that reason, I'm chay b'shvua in the case of Edim.
But here he's chay on the two slides, he's chay b'shvua anyways, because it's still more than we're talking about the tour of not being on the third stela, right?
Here, no, for the two, I don't think he'd be chay because what? The two is chay anyways. Because the Edim say, the shtar says, slime.
No, he accepted. What's the case? The case is that he says, I lent you five, and he says, no, you lend me two, or there is a shtar.
So there's a case of a shtar. It's unclear what the shtar meant. It says, I could have gotten away with two.
Right, so the two is not high. Okay.
Right, so now I'm saying three. So that's only, I could have gotten away with two. My three is just something being
like
a nice guy.
There would be no shtar, and he would say, you owe me slime.
That's a classic case. That's regular.
And he would say, three.
That's a modu mitzvah. That's chai v'shua. Here, since the shtar is supporting me and saying two I own.
Two, okay.
So, but now if I know there are edim as well who are going to testify the amount, so now I'm starting to wonder, two, three, I need to hedge my bets a little bit here. So I'm not sure what they're going to say. So therefore, in that case, since I'm a little nervous, the third cell that I admit to is not really an admission of Hashavas Aveda. That's an admission because I'm scared what the edim are going to say. And that would be considered a case of modiv v'miktas, according to Rabbi Akiva. So even in this case here, back to our case of I say admit half, and the Edom say I owe full, even Rabbi Akiva would agree in this case, I am chayv a modiv v'miktas case. Because whenever there are Edom, it's never considered meshiv aveda, according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so the Gemara now says, where are we? Maskev lamar bar Rav Ashi, Adrav, the opposite is true. You could say, Afilu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar damar modu mixas hataina. He says, if the shtar says slaim stam, and I admit three, I owe you three, he says, that's modu mixas. So that's only true, your chai modu mixas. It's only when there are no edim, I can say whatever I want because there are no edim supporting me, so we don't trust the guy. Aval in the case, but in a situation where there are edim, even though the edim only came after I admitted, but I think that the edim are going to support what I'm saying here, giving me greater strength, or I'm scared of the edim. So I'm scared what Edom are going to say. So I say three because I mamish, I really think that's really the true case there. Not because I'm trying to accomplish, I'm scared of the Edom. So in the case of the Edom, and I do say a certain amount, that is not considered mod b'miktas according to Rabbi Shimon. That's considered a full admission, and I'd be pater from the shua. That's the
Gemara. I think he could have been the fire could have been kofar hakol. Because, like the
Edim. He can't be kofar hakol because he knows there's Edim here. He knows he's going to be up against Edim.
The Edim are poltron.
We don't know what the Edim are saying here. But all the fact, I know there are Edim standing right by the door waiting to come testify. And now they're asking me what my take is. I'm nervous what they're going to say here. So when I say my three, I'm being as honest as possible. Because they're going to disprove me, possibly. So I'm giving the honest truth.
So there's a mistake here then. There's this bad day, meshiv aveda ha shari haya hol. I agree with you because it doesn't make sense because he couldn't know what the Edim were going to say.
But they're standing there, so therefore he's concerned.
But here it's saying that he was able to be kofar hakol because like the Edim did. So maybe he could have gone back on what he said.
I'm not sure here. What they're saying here is when the Edim are supporting what his tain is, for example, that they're being made that he paid everything, even though the Edim came after his Hodah, so we say he was aware of their Edis, and he could have claimed what you're saying there as well. He could have claimed that paid everything. He could have said that. Therefore, it's Vada considered Meshuva Veda. So this must be going back on the case of the when the Edom say he paid everything.
Right.
He has to pay the other man, right.
Even though the Edom came out and said that it was already paid.
Because according to Mara Baravashi, there is Maravashi so Rasha Ain Hevdel in Bawa Edim Lifne Heiduto Shelalove Olehar Heiduto. Mehar Shal Kol Panim Eidud Haidim Haita Poteret et Halove Legambre.
Because the Edom are saying in this case, going back to the original case, Edom said that I paid everything off. You claimed $5, I said $3, Edom said no, you paid everything. So by me, I'm being a nice guy, I said no, I really didn't pay everything, that's considered Meshuv Aveda, and I'm not chayav to pay Modu B'Mikzas. That's even though in the other case, when the shtar said Stam Shloim, and didn't say what it was, in that case, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Yechai Modu Miktas, by saying three, even though I could have gotten away with two. In this case, he actually said, you're pater from any shua. Because since there are Edom here, Edom actually say, I'm pater from everything lagam right here. Right. Yeah, I'm admitting to, no, I really owe you $2 more. So in this case, this is Meshuv Aveda, and you pater of a shua in this case.
If you wanted to, could he just not pay anything?
No, once he admits to owing $2 still, three of the five he paid up, and he doesn't know he owes two.
You know, I thought I did, and I realized.
And the guy's more than it's his chayvus now. Once it's chayvus, the personal chayv, even though Mikra didn't, we'd say he really doesn't owe anything, he's been chayv himself that he owes $2. Unless he has something he forgot about $2 and could prove that he forgot about it, it seemingly he'd be chayv because of his chayvus. Let's finish off the Gemara now. It's a little late, but we can finish off quickly. The Gemara says, Darish Mar Zutra. Anything that he sent over, that's mamash how we paskin. So Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, the Rav Nachman Mai. What about the case of Rav Nachman about whether you collect from the avadim or not? Amalei ain govin we paskin ain govin. So the Gemara says Masnisin levichein Amar Rav Nachman. So what's the problem here? Look at Rashbam last two lines here. The Rav Nachman Amai the Paligaleh Gavi Avadim Vamar Ein Govim Min Avadim. He says we don't collect from the Avadim, but Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Abba says we do collect from Avadim. The problem is Vakaim Lan Kribi Nachman B'Dine Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. We pass like Rav Nachman all across Shas. So suddenly in this case, Rav Nachman says Ein Govim. But Rabbi Abba says, Govan, we pass like Rabbi Abba over Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, no, Amalei ain Govan Masisan La Vechain Amar Rav Nachman. The initial, we made a mistake of the initial message. The message from Rabbi Abba was actually ain Govan from Avadim, just like Vechain Amar Rav Nachman. They're both in agreement. So now the Gemara says, Ve'ela Hilch Salafuke Mai. So if the case of the Avadim is really no machlokas, it's just they're both agreeing. So when we say hilchasa, hilchasa implies there's a machlokas, there's a debate. So which case is there a debate that we say we paskin like Rabbi Abba? Where is there such a machlokas? So lafuke mai, Eve is talking about lafuke midirava. Rava is talking about the case of the second Shani and Shlishi, our pasul eidus, and Rava says even the Rishon, so he says, lafuke midirava, mosifu. Rava wasn't arguing on Marbar of Ashi, he was actually just being Mosif. Just like the second and third are Kashal Eidus, one and three are also Kashal Eidus, there's no machlokas of a Hilchasa at the Paskin like. E de Marbar of Ashi, at the case of the grandfather, grandson, that case he's saying that we Paskin, well, less Hilchasa Kamarbar of Ashi. The Gemara already says we don't Paskin like him, so there's no need to have another statement here. The Hilchasa always like the Shalach Rababa. If we're saying we don't hold like Shmuel about the Summa, who wants to testify about the land, about the shirt, about the weight, we already rejected him, Isusa, we have a Tufta. So which of the messages that Rabbi Abba sent are we saying Hilch, we pass like them? They're all pretty much self-explanatory. So the Gemara concludes, Ela lafuki mid Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Yochanan, umidatakta mid marba Rav Ashi. What's the case of Rabbi Yochanan? So the case of we paskin Eino Neman, the guy says the Tinok Ben Habanim, we say that this is the Bechor or this is not the Bechor, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Broker, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Broker. That case there, we're paskin like the Kashi of Marbar Ravashi.
It ended up being
Rabbi Huda Rabbanan. Rabbi Huda Rabbanan, whether or not you could say that with Neman the father, even though there's a Chazakah, whether the father's Neman to say that's the Bechor against the Chazakah, that's the case we're paskin like. Hilchasa Kishalach Bei Rav Yosef.
Which is
he says exactly. We're Neman. We trust. We pass like Rabbi Yehudan.
From the case of Marbar Rashi, the other one.
The other.